This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for sodium bicarbonate, intravenous infusion. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about sodium bicarbonate intravenous infusion. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have benefits and risks. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you being given sodium bicarbonate intravenous infusion against the benefits they expect it to have for you. This medicine is likely to be used while you are at the clinic or in hospital. If possible, please read this leaflet carefully before this medicine is given to you. In some cases, this leaflet may be given to you after the medicine has been used. If you have any concerns about taking this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet. You may need to read it again. What sodium bicarbonate intravenous infusion is used for? Sodium bicarbonate intravenous infusion is given to patients who have too much acid, or who have not enough sodium or bicarbonate in their blood. This chemical is naturally present in body fluids and is needed for normal body function. Sodium bicarbonate intravenous infusion may be used for the treatment of other conditions that are not mentioned above. Your doctor will be able to tell you about the specific condition for which you have been given sodium bicarbonate intravenous infusion. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why it has been given to you before you are treated with sodium bicarbonate intravenous infusion. When you must not take it. You should not be given sodium bicarbonate intravenous infusion if you have an allergy to any medicine containing sodium bicarbonate. Any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Sodium bicarbonate intravenous infusion should not be given if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: kidney problems including kidney stones, high blood pressure, heart disease, any swelling of the face or limbs, low levels of potassium in the blood, low levels of chloride in the blood, shortness of breath, high blood pressure, or other illness due to pregnancy. Check with your doctor if you are unsure whether these conditions apply to you. Your doctor or nurse will check that the sodium bicarbonate intravenous infusion is not cloudy when added to other intravenous solutions. Your doctor or nurse will also check that it is not past its use by date, nor has it been tampered with. If you are not sure whether you should be given this medicine, talk to your doctor. Before you start to be given it, you must tell your doctor if 1. You have any allergies to any other medicine, any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. 2. You are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Your doctor will discuss the possible risks and benefit of being given sodium bicarbonate intravenous infusion during pregnancy. 3. You are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. It is not known whether sodium bicarbonate passes into breast milk, however there have been no problems reported in breastfed infants. 4. Tell your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: liver disease, nausea or vomiting, abdominal pain, tiredness, severe anemia, hypotension, irregular heart rate, diabetes. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell him or her before you are started on this medicine. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor if you are taking any other medicines, including any that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may affect the way sodium bicarbonate works. These include some antibiotics such as tetracyclines, doxycycline, and penicillin. Some decongestants such as ephedrine and pseudoephedrine. Medicines for heart problems such as quinidine, isoproline, flecainide, and adrenaline. Anti-inflammatory agents such as salicylates, aspirin, corticosteroids, and corticotropin. Stimulants such as amphetamines, lithium, tricyclic, and barbiturates. Diuretics such as bumetanide, ethocrinic acid, furosemide, and thiazides. Stomach ulcer treatments such as glycopyrrolate. Cancer treatments such as carmistine. Medicine used in anesthesia such as succinylcholine chloride. If you are unsure whether you are taking any of the above medicines, ask your doctor or pharmacist. These medicines may be affected by sodium bicarbonate or may affect how well it works. You may need to take different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking this medicine. How sodium bicarbonate intravenous infusion is given. How it is given. Sodium bicarbonate intravenous infusion treatment usually occurs in a hospital. It will be given to you as a slow injection into one of your veins. This is called an intravenous infusion by your doctor or a specially trained nurse. How much is given? Your doctor will decide what dose, how often and how long you will receive it. This depends on your condition and other factors, such as your weight, age, blood tests, how well your kidneys are working, and whether or not other medicines are being given at the same time. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. These directions may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. Never administer this medicine yourself. If you are given too much, overdose. This rarely happens as sodium bicarbonate intravenous infusion is administered under the care of a highly trained doctor or nurse. However, if you are given too much sodium bicarbonate, you may experience some of the effects listed under side effects below. Your doctor has information on how to recognize and treat an overdose. Ask your doctor if you have any concerns. Side effects. Tell your doctor or nurse as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are being given sodium bicarbonate intravenous infusion. Like other medicines, sodium bicarbonate can cause some side effects. If they occur, most are likely to be minor or temporary. However, some may be serious and need medical attention. Ask your doctor or nurse to answer any questions that you may have. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Tell your doctor or nurse as soon as possible if you notice any of the following: twitching or cramps, particularly of the muscles in the face, hands, or feet, restlessness or irritability, peeling skin at the site of injection, sleepiness or confusion, shortness of breath, muscle weakness, nausea or vomiting. These are the more common side effects of sodium bicarbonate. Mostly these are mild and short-lived. Tell your doctor immediately if you notice any of the following: signs of allergy such as a rash, itching, hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some patients. If you notice any other effects, check with your doctor. Some side effects may only be seen by your doctor after using sodium bicarbonate intravenous infusion. Storage. Sodium bicarbonate intravenous infusion is stored in the pharmacy or on the ward. The medicine is kept in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Product description. What it looks like. Sodium bicarbonate intravenous infusion is a clear, colorless solution contained in a 100 milliliter glass vial. Ingredients. Sodium bicarbonate intravenous infusion contains sodium bicarbonate and disodium metabate in sterile water. It does not contain a preservative. Manufacturer: Pfizer, Perth, Pty Ltd. ABN 32051-824-956. 15 Brodie Hall Drive, Bentley WA 6102, Australia. Supplier: Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd. Sydney, New South Wales. Toll-free number: 1-800-675-229. Australian registration numbers: Austar 10801. Sodium bicarbonate 8.4%, 8.4 grams/100 milliliters, injection BP vial. Date of preparation: March 2, 2020. Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd.